This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, it was a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Boy, this is going to be like a crazy hour. So John Sununu nails one of the CNN commentators, and she comes back with an answer that's going to floor you. You know, you have to, when somebody tells you they know, they believe, they understand that there's no proof of something, but we should move forward anyway, you have to sit there and scratch your head and think, oh my God, I can't believe somebody who gets paid the money to get paid, they actually believe this stuff. I'm being vague on purpose because I want you to hear the full story. You know, again, always this nut job stuff that they come up with. And then Trump. They're upset at Trump because he stood next to Mattis to sing the national anthem at a Memorial Day ceremony. It's like never ending. Let me see. I mean, maybe he had two hairs that were out of place. But the one that's really going to make you crazy, should make you nuts, is that we have illegals at Columbia University that demand. They demand. Yeah, they don't pay taxes. They're here illegally. They're mooching off to college. And they demand free health care, free housing, and special scholarships for their special situation. I mean, think about this. What we have created this society. We have brought up a group of me people. And even the administrators, there's only two sides to this. The administrators either have such a low IQ or an understanding of a human condition that's so low that they think if they give them everything, they'll succeed. They won't. They will fail miserably. Or they know exactly what they're doing. Okay? They know what they're doing. They know they're conditioning these young people to turn into total failures so that they can have the country they want 20 or 30 years out. I've always said it. The Dems, you know what? They know how to play the long game. We don't as Republicans. We do not understand the long game. The Dems are willing to wait. Well, recently, they don't seem like it, but they are. They're willing to play that game, and they're willing to wait. Now, in New York, illegal immigrant students at Columbia University think that they deserve free health care and undocumented student-specific scholarships and grants. Grants from the federal government using taxpayer dollars. And if any one of them gets one before my daughter or son does, that's just wrong. No, I don't want to hear about the human being portion of this. Bullpuckies. You know, in Mexico, they have to pay for their own education at the elementary school level. So what are you saying? You bleeding heart libs? Are you saying they should all come up here so we can educate them? Teach some phony history? Wow, why aren't you on them down south? Why are we? It'd be cheaper for us to help pay for their education down south. But then you can't trust their government because their government is corrupt as the day is long. Now, along with guaranteed summer housing, oh, they got like 13 or 14 other demands on the list. So they want housing, summer housing, special scholarships, just strictly for undocumented, free health care. And you know what's going to happen? These kids are riding the gravy train, what we used to call the gravy train, right? So the student group called the Undo CU, also known as the Undocumented Students Initiative, posted a list of 13 demands from Columbia University administrators because some illegal immigrant students are on the verge of homelessness. And that's our fault. How? I don't know. Think about this. They go into a school virtually for free, and they're on the verge of homelessness. Now, they posted, looks like last week on Facebook. Let me see if I can read this thing. God, this is going to, oh, this is going to be so good. It says, reflections, oh, come on, knock it off. Boy, I hate this. Go away. Thank you. They went on to say that the past year, the undocumented conception, we have consistently faced issues and problems that the university has at best responded to sparingly. So in other words, we're falling short and the university has not reached out to save our butts. Our daily lived experiences are shaped by national and federal forces that we must face with bravery. So in other words, you're hiding from the law, and it's brave to hide from the law. Okay, but the collective university administration's inaction has worsened these issues. Some of us were on the verge of homelessness. Some, including their families, are at high risk of deportation. Why? Because they're here illegally. You're breaking the law. New York. This is where they recently, there were some areas that you could no longer use the word suspect. Right? Remember that? That's just nuts. And that the university is not active in aiding these problems. Right? The reason that they're not getting involved, it shows that Columbia's lack of intrinsic interest in its undocumented students. They let you in. What do you mean they're not interested? They let you in. You shouldn't have been let in. You shouldn't have been allowed to attend. So don't put it on them. When you get off your butts and do the right thing, when you get off your butts and try to become citizens, we therefore present this list of demands upon which we expect the university to act, and now. I'll read those on the other side of the break. Don't go far. You don't want to miss this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper, article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
I'm Tom Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, go ahead. I'll wait. Anytime you're ready. All right. So, look, head up to the website, thereelside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There is so much you can do up there on a website. Again, I'm not trying to make fun. I'm not being funny, I'm being serious. There is so much you can do up there on the website. So we were talking about these, I don't know, what do you want to call them? I mean, seriously, we were talking about deadbeats. See, because, you know, if you say stuff like that, they get all mad at you. But think about this. First of all, my kids, American citizens, who have paid taxes. I'm paying taxes. Right? These American citizens, I would be all over them for doing this. I don't want to give them this. There's no reason to give them this. They need to learn how to take care of themselves, work through, make some, give something some value. And now you got people that are here illegally? They came here illegally? They broke the law? Even if they're, what are they, DACA? Now, some of you will be upset at me, but look, how do you hold somebody who came here at 18 months, 2 years, 2.5 years, and really don't know they've been here illegally all these years? Do you give them automatic citizenship? No. Would I give the parents automatic citizenship? No. Maybe you give them a green card. You give them, you know, the one thing we never talk about when we talk about these immigration issues, we never talk about legal residency. Why do you have to make them a citizen? Make them legal residents. Make them pay fines, fees, penalties, and taxes, but don't give them citizenship. Allow them legal residence. Okay, big difference. Look it up. Don't reward them. Make them pay the fines. Make them pay for what they've done. Sorry for another night. Anyway, financial and housing difficulties. Well, some have been granted summer housing, others have not. And the summer housing process has been shifty at best. In other words, they want real information. They've not been proactive. For instance, several students from CCSEAS received emergency housing, but GS students who were under similar circumstances were denied. I don't know what a GS student is. Tell me what it is. Probably undocumented. But anyway, reaching out to protect undocumented students. How can administrations contact and keep in touch with undocumented students without a record of students that the administration may be in the future be forced to relinquish to federal authorities? Think about it. Come on, think about this. So we don't want to keep, you know, Governor de Blasio or Mayor de Blasio, whatever the heck he is, Mayor Loser. He doesn't want them to keep any information. Cuomo doesn't want them to keep any information because they don't want to hand it over to the feds. So you want federal money, federal grant money. You want federal money to keep the school open to help fix the school, but you don't want to do anything the feds want you to do. Spoiled little brats. The left socialists are coming out like you wouldn't believe in you. Yeah, you probably don't care. International student designation. What do you think of that one? We are international students only by technical designation, so we are all subject to pay this the semester $70 international services fee. Further classifying us as international students puts us at risk of having our information exposed to Homeland Security. My God. How does it feel to live in such a hidden manner? See, if you weren't breaking the law, you wouldn't. None of this would matter. You wouldn't have to worry about any of this. So now you don't want to pay the fee either. We want the university to respect and recognize us as domestic students, be clear about the implications of our student status, and have these fee charges refunded to us immediately. Yeah, we're not entitled at all. We also demand full reimbursement of the health insurance fees, ISSO refund portions of these fees, but the calculations are inaccurate and leaves graduating students with exorbitant amounts of account balances, which potentially hinder their request for academic transcripts. Creation of a ombudsperson? Ombudsperson. Oh, position. Who understands the physiological, financial, administrative, and all other dimensions of the undocumented student. Let's not worry about the documented student. Let's not worry about the American citizen. Let's just make sure that everything focuses on the lawbreaker. Specialized funding for undocumented students. Ah, here we go. People have never paid taxes. Parents don't pay taxes in the system as a whole. We want the university as a whole and individual schools to raise funds to specifically support undocumented. So we want the university to raise funds to support undocumented students. No. Forget the documented ones. Oh, you mean the ones that are here legally, that actually live here, that were actually born here? Need-based funding must be available for undocumented students at all Columbia University and affiliates. So what are they going to do if you don't give any of this? They're going to leave? Well, no, they're going to protest. So they're going to. So the illegals are going to sit are going to illegally occupy a campus while breaking the law, probably smashing windows, urinating in the halls, setting things on fire. What do you think? We demand for faculty representation selected by members of UNDOCU, that's what they call their organization, to be president in working group meetings. God, inclusions in the undocumented student working group. In the past year, there have been a lack of transparency for the working group. The students selected by the group were graduating this year and therefore leaving. We demand that members of the UNDOCU, both undergrad and grad, should be present. And then sensitivity training for faculty and staff. Unreal. What do you want to be sensitive to the fact that you're here illegally, that you broke the law to get here, and that you want all this stuff for free? Are you serious? You're not immigrants. You're lawbreakers. It's not acceptable for students to be called illegal in their own classrooms or for professors to tell us to get legal. Well, why not? Get in line with the law. Why is that such a bad thing? Why do you have a problem with that? See, you don't want it. It's not that you just don't want boundaries. You don't want laws. You don't want boundaries. You don't want to be told what to do or how to do. This is not a matter of whether you have a right to be here or not at this point. Now you're going way over the end and saying, not only do you not have a right to ask us what, how, where, when, and why, but you need to pay us as well. Are these people for themselves or what? Come back. We're going to talk about John Sununu and how he nailed the CNN commentator about the Russian investigation. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Look at this. Oh, it's over here. That was stupid. And there was a perfect, would have been a perfect time for this thing. Does it work? There you go. See that? Now all we need is rollerblades. We'll get a little animated guy to rollerblade back and forth on the...
It's only Gumby.
Oh yeah, huh? All right, so if any of you out there knows how to do animation, I want a Gumby on rollerblades. Okay? Got to be old-fashioned rollerblades. None of this newfangled stuff. And I do mean newfangled. Look at that. That's kind of... Well, at least it's doing some. There you go. I know what some of you are thinking. You're not doing hits of anything. Seriously. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's get back at it. John Sununu, who, I don't know, some of you may know him, some of you may not. He was a former chief of staff to President George H.W. Bush. So he's another old fella. And... they're talking about Jared Kirsch's contacts with Russia, and he's on CNN, and let's take a few minutes to listen to this. I know it's kind of painful, CNN, I get it, but we'll deal with it, all right? Take a listen, and listen to his responses. I love this guy.
So Jared Kushner meeting with a major Russian banker of a massive bank that has connections to Vladimir Putin, nothing to see there.
Well, tell me what you think is to see there, and I'll comment on it.
What do you think would be the motivation?
I don't think there's anything there.
I love this. I love this. Tell me what's there. Well, what do you think is there? Never mind what I think. Tell me what you think is there.
Because during the 10 weeks, everybody is trying to meet somebody who's going to be in the administration. Mm-hmm.
Now, this has happened with every group. This is nothing new. This is what always amazes me about the dishonesty. And Trump's right. The dishonesty of mainstream media. Obama did it. Bush did it. Clinton did it. They all did it. They all do it. There is nothing illegal about it. absolutely nothing. And some of you Facebook scholars, don't write me and say you're wrong. Show me. Pull up the statute. Show me where it's wrong.
Everybody who's involved in business, everybody who's involved in politics, I can't tell you how many people tried to meet with me between
and
the time I was
made. Did you meet with a
staff.
Russian banker when everybody tried to meet with you?
No, but I had breakfast with the vice president at the Russian embassy, and a lot of folks there started talking to me.
Mm-hmm. And would you have carved out time to meet with a Russian banker with ties to Vladimir Putin if he asked?
Well, that's part of the application process. We ask those questions on a regular basis, so we would have known going in. Please, go get another job, lady.
I'm not even sure what would have happened if that had happened. First of all, Putin wasn't there. But you're asking hypotheticals on hypotheticals.
Well, I'm trying to actually take your temperature. I'm trying to gauge your comfort level with all of this.
My comfort level, the only discomfort I have is with folks in the media trying to create a veniality without having the courage to specifically tell me what the veniality that I should be concerned about is.
Well,
I have not identified a veniality. Have you?
Well, you should be concerned if there was collusion.
If there was collusion. So should I be also be concerned if the email server got wiped? Should I also be concerned if the emails were marked as classified? Should I also be concerned if they were sent to Congressman Weeniehead? I mean, we could do this all day. Should I be concerned if Billy Bob really did sexually assault some of those women in his life? Should I be concerned if Mrs. Clinton actually called those people that her husband sexually assaulted sluts and whores? And where does the if stop? I guess it all depends on what if is.
And that's what
I don't see any evidence of collusion. Do you?
No.
You mean you don't think anything, you haven't seen anything wrong, but you want him charged? You haven't seen anything wrong? Now she's going to go in there. Well, I'll let her tell you.
That should end your reporting right there. You should put an exclamation point after.
No, we are not at the beginning. This has been going on forever. And Comey, before he left, said this goes all the way back to last summer. We're coming up on a year. So what's the beginning? I mean, if it's a 10-year investigation, then yeah, we're at the beginning. Let it go. It'll be 10 more years. I mean, do they listen? Do they actually listen to what they're saying?
So you know.
Understood. But we're at the beginning of the investigation.
You're 7 months into the investigation.
Not exactly.
You're 7 months.
Robert Mueller has just taken over. Well, no. I mean, look, that's not exactly fair, Governor, because as you know, Congress people have been calling for a special counsel to do this, to handle this, because so it gets away from all the partisan bickering. So it's just starting in that regard.
Can I ask a question? If Mueller comes out and says that my version is correct and yours isn't, how much crow are you going to eat?
Governor, I don't have a version of events.
Of course you do. The whole half hour I listened to is a version.
Governor, we are asking questions of the sources of the people who know, attempting to see where the investigation is. The investigation isn't complete.
Without identifying a veniality that should be investigated.
Okay, so she's got this condescending look on her face because she's so much smarter than him. This is exactly what the left is doing now, right? They only have to have a hint, a thought, or they think, or somebody else threw it out there, and it must be true, and it has to be investigated not until we clear or prove. No, it has to be investigated until we prove. There is no other way. There is no, the only time it's considered innocent until proven guilty is if you're a Democrat. If you're a Republican, you're guilty until proven innocent, and even then you won't get the resources you need to make it happen. It's just how it works. Get over it. But I love this guy. She's got a condescending look on her face. I wish he was in the same room as her, because I've done these things before, and you can't see the other person. When you're being interviewed like this, you can't see the other person, so it makes it very hard to see their faces.
Governor? We appreciate your perspective that there's nothing to see here and that the investigation is...
It's your perspective, even though the FBI and 15 other national security agencies have said there's nothing to see here. Don't you love this? These people to me are always so amazing the way they do this. Again, as long as it's on them, as long as it's for, you know, their team, they're good with it. Any other way, they're not interested. So, I don't like to use these words. I mean, somebody says that she was destroyed by... No, I don't like to go there, but she definitely was put in her place. And not because she was a she, as some of those listening will say. Real quick, the USAA reversed course. I don't know if you guys heard that today. They actually decided that... They were gonna support, what the heck's his name? Sean Hannity again. The problem I have with that is, why are you guys such weenies? Why couldn't you do that before? Why couldn't you just stay with it? Say, gee, I'm sorry you feel that way. You know, I mean, how many more, they might have got a lot of phone calls, but nobody would have pulled. Not from the left. Nobody's gonna pull. Now, they created a heck of a controversy on the 24th after announcing it would no longer advertise on Fox News. The announcement came, you know, after the Hannity shared a story about the DNC staffer, Seth Richard, Rich. But Hannity fans really went nuts when he pulled, which I think is wonderful. They came out in droves to protest online, many of whom dropped their insurance and personal accounts with USAA because they were not supporting free speech. On May 25th, Independent Journal Review reported that Hannity was actively considering whether to stay at Fox or not. It looks like Hannity made his choice. He's staying at Fox and USA. They're going to run, and USA is going to run their ads back on his program. Now, according to the AP, the USAA financial services firm is reinstating its advertising on Sean Hannity's Fox Channel program after receiving heavy criticism. Okay, from many of its military men. Remember, it's mostly made up of military members. Now, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll talk about this inside the break. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me, that you're working through things with me, that you're reasoning with me. Head up to the website. We can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, All the Things You Were Taught to Hate. But you don't have to. Just read it and find out. Also, the same thing with my shirt. Got it on. I should be able to figure that one out. Huh? Okay, you got to look at them online. It's hashtag stand. And I got them so that we can kind of combat those stupid black shirts that say resist. So you head up to the website. You can get one for yourself. Hashtag stand. Okay. And they say, stand for America, stand and make America great, and one that just says stand and resist, period. It's really that simple. Take a stand. Let's do a grassroots protest, right? But let's make it look professional, like they do, because, you know, theirs are all grassroots, which means, you know, people painted signs in their backyards and all that. No, not really. Because I'll tell you what, some of those people painted those signs in their backyard,
and they look that good in such a short period of time, I am impressed. I want to hire these people. The USAA insurance company has decided to start advertising the Sean Hannity show again. Which is kind of, you know, look, everybody makes mistakes, I get it, but don't tell me they didn't know. They knew exactly what was going to happen. There's no way they didn't know how important this was. The USA, now even though they pulled, Hannity had asked before that his supporters continue to support USAA. But we didn't listen. Many of them didn't listen. So USAA Financial Services, they reinstated its advertising. Now, San Antonio, Texas-based company said Tuesday it would also start advertising again on other programs where it had suspended ads, including, you ready for this? This is a weenie move. Bet you guys didn't know about this part. Hardball, the Rachel Maddow show, and Jake Tapper's The Lead on CNN. So they really didn't take a stand. They're going to treat everybody equally. Don't you believe it? I mean, it's just amazing. So that's not real news. I was excited for about 35 seconds. And now it's gone. Now, Hannity, being the one with the class, he had asked everybody not to poll. He actually went on to say that, let's see, I just had it up here. Where did it go? That's not it. That's not it. Forget it. I love when I do that. I go flying by it. Oh, there he goes. Hannity says, you know, they're good to the troops and that you just need to go ahead and support them. I don't know. I'm not as forgiving as he is, I guess. I'm not as smart as he is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come stand next to Mattis. Terrible thing to do, right? To sing the national anthem on Memorial Day. And his critics, they're outraged. Just outraged. How can he do that? Now, I mean, we're to the point now, whether they believe it or not, or whether they can see it or not, nobody cares what they're outraged about anymore. Because they're so outraged about everything, which is why they lost the race. But they won't admit to it, because they don't do anything wrong. I mean, voter suppression, ask Hillary, that's why she lost. I don't know how she can call it voter suppression when so many illegal votes were cast for her. Where was the suppression? Oh, we must have suppressed more illegal votes from voting. So there's nothing liberals hate more than watching a patriotic Republican show their reverence for the United States of America. That's why they're so quick to light the American flag on fire. They know how mad it makes us to see them do that. So it's kind of like poking us in the eye. They love doing it. Now, while Trump sung the national anthem, liberals on Twitter attempted to downplay his patriotism by insulting him. Right? I mean, how petty can you be? I mean, seriously, they came running to the defense of President Obama when he stood, when everybody else was saluting the flag, he had his hands down by his side because he couldn't be bothered putting them on his chest. Isn't that nice? Nobody, they didn't beat him up on the left for doing that. Now, with some of the tweets that were done by people on the right, obviously, awesome. Finally, a president who absolutely loves America and not ashamed to show it. We're so afraid to show our nationalism. And not in a bad way. It's okay. Seriously. So, I love this. Super Jew Girl says, sweetie, to one of the tweets, he's a traitor. There is no love for our nation, no matter how many times he lip-syncs the wrong words to the Star-Spangled Banner. Isn't that great? So they even have to lie about it. It's the only way they can get, think about something. It's the only way they can settle their minds. Seriously, he looks completely insane here at Arlington to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice. It's about them, not you. So what's that's Chaz Bono. I mean, seriously, who cares what Chaz Bono has to say? His mom hates Trump. Still waiting for her to move. But this is Chaz Bono says he looks insane. Unreal. Another one responding to NBC News, who said that President Trump was singing this. He says, he looks like an idiot. Oh, my God. Look at the high IQ people here. Another one, he looks like a freaking idiot. You know, got to get the extra word in there, right? You're too kind. Let's see. Oh, I know this one. I think I know. No, I don't know that one. He doesn't even know the words. How do they know? Are they listening? It's just, these go on. There's got to be 50 of them here. And no, I'm not going to read them all. But nothing. All they can do is say the nasties. So this is, again, proof positive that you're never going to hear anything positive out of their mouths. So why give them the benefit of the doubt? What is this high road crap when in reality, they're not the high road. They're not even using the road. You'd have to be on the road first to be able to use the high road, wouldn't you? But the only thing they do, the first thing they do, the thing they continually do, is attack, attack, attack. And I'm not even going to give that, yes, I'm going to say the word, you're not going to like it. I'm not going to give that wench 5 seconds of putting her name out there, the one that had that beheaded Trump thing that she was holding. Imagine if we had done that to President Obama. Right? Imagine if we had done anything like that with a President Obama picture or anything else. Right? They would have gone out of their minds. This is, you know, in the last segments I try to run through some of these. I could do so much more on them. In a piece written in National View, says, remember, in combat, fellow Americans who find themselves political adversaries end up being brothers, which is true. By now, it's an old cliche. Any movie about Americans fighting men has to include a collection of walking stereotypes. There's the guy from Brooklyn with a crazy accent, the guy from Kentucky who'd never been outside his hillbilly town. And then there's the Puerto Rican, the guy swearing at his buddies in Spanish. They come from all walks of life, would never associate together in the real world, and yet they end up tighter than brothers, ready to die for each other. Okay? So far, it's true. People from all walks of life come together, put their political differences aside when they're saving each other's butts for the same reason. I do not believe we're there anymore, but that's just me. Here's the thing. Stereotypes are often grounded in a degree of reality. Spend time in the modern American military, and sometimes it feels as if a movie come to life. You see, people who never encounter one another ever in civilian circumstances. Maybe even people who hate one another, if they met any other way, band together tighter than brothers. And they do and will lay down their lives. They really will die for each other. Right? That's why the most thoughtful veterans seem a bit more detached from politics than those who haven't spent time in the downrange. Now there are. There's plenty of these guys, and I know them. I know guys on both sides of the aisle that went to that have been to Vietnam and places like that. And now they come together, but I'll tell you what, even some of those guys have differences of opinion as to what freedom is all about. And who has the right not to stand for the flag or to stand for the flag? So they're not all alike. But when you're out there with bullets whizzing past your head, and you're out there for what you perceive to be the same reason, you're not a Republican, you're not a Democrat, you're not a declined estate, you're an American. And an American soldier. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you spent with me. Always a pleasure to have you. Tell your friends, loved ones, unloved ones about the show. We are here Monday through Friday. Come join us. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.